Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Hey, just out of curiosity, any parents listening that still share a bed with their teenager?
Okay, what?
All right, we got this.
Wait, what? This is disturbing, deeply disturbing.
No, I love the messages we get sometimes, but we never really get ones from dads. You know what I'm saying? And this parental confidential I found interesting because as soon as I opened up our inbox and saw this, I'm like, oh, I think this is Thursday's parental.
Yeah, for sure. Let me get into it.
Breezy, why don't you go ahead and read the message from Lou at the bottom here.
All right. He said, my son recently turned 16 and 2 nights ago, he came into our room and asked if he could sleep with us and seemed kind of nervous. He's 150 pounds and 6 foot tall. So we thought it might be rough for the three of us to all be in the same bed.
Right.
My wife and I offered that one of us could go sleep with him in his bed. He said, okay. So we asked who he wanted, and he said me, his dad. Right. Yes, of course. I was somewhat surprised, and we have a good relationship, but my wife has always been the nurturing type and the go-to when they're sick or you need someone, etc. But I went and got into bed with him. Yes, right. I asked him if everything was okay and if he wanted to talk about anything. He got irritated and just said, if you don't want to be here, you can just go back to your own bed. I don't care. I said, I didn't mean it like that. And I put my arm around him and hugged him tight. We stayed like that for a while and he moved around in the night, but I didn't sleep great because of it, obviously. I was hoping it was just a one-time thing. He was going through a rough patch, but the next night he asked again. As far as I'm aware, nothing crazy is going on in his life recently. Doesn't have a girlfriend, and yes, he would tell me, so it's not like there's a bad breakup or anything to be anxious about. He doesn't seem super depressed. My wife thinks it's sweet and says he might look like an adult, but he's still a kid at heart. A few nights is okay, but I don't want this to become an every night thing. I'm not sure how long he will keep asking or how long he will keep expecting, and I'm not really sure where to go from here, what to say, what to do. I'm looking for thoughts, opinions, and comments from your listeners.
So, can I just go ahead and maybe get the elephant out of the room and start off by saying how incredibly creepy this is?
This is kind of weird.
Thanks for the message, though, Lou. 585-252-9800. The mom enabling this and the mom saying, look, He might be 150 pounds, 6 feet tall, 16 years old, but at the end of the day, he's still a kid at heart. No, he's not. He's a grown man.
Well, I wouldn't say he's a grown man. He's 16. He's
bigger than me.
I'm concerned.
What are you... No means no. I don't understand.
So here's the situation. I feel like we've all been distraught to the point where we wanted our mom, or I mean mostly our mom. I would never call out for my dad. That's crazy. Because he'd just be like, "You're fine." Okay. I'm literally having a panic attack. I would never reach for my dad, although he's the best.
No, of course.
Also, like, spooning your 16-year-old son in the middle of the night in his bed, like, not for me. Not for me. I'm going to pass. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, let's get serious here for a second, because we do have a couple of texts coming in. If you're just joining us, Lou from somewhere in Rochester sent us this message on Facebook.
The Twin XL, the race car bed.
His son is going through it. He's 16. The kid's 150 pounds, 6 feet tall, and asked if, you know, he's going through it. I don't know what he's going through, but he asked if he can spend the night with his parents in their bed, and they said no, but one of us can sleep in your bed. He chose the dad. So now him and the dad are just cuddling up.
And footsie.
I don't know. Let's go to Chris really quick. That's Chris is the first one here. Chris says, hey, good morning, guys. Okay, 16 is way too old for that. I don't care how sweet your wife thinks it is. This is kind of crossing into weird territory. He's not six. He's a grown-ass man. Yeah, he's, you know, kind of is. Good morning, guys. I get wanting to be there for your kid emotionally, but at some point, you're just enabling something that feels off. You got to set boundaries. Like, I just don't understand, like, what's the outcome here?
Are you fixing his inner child? You know what I mean?
It's a weird thing. Sherry says, no, no, no. What in the world? 16-year-old boys are usually begging for space from their parents. If mine tried to sleep in my bed at that age, I'd assume he's hiding something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think we can all agree this is bizarre and weird. I mean, this kid is 6 feet tall. He's sharing a twin race car bed with dad. Why, though?
The Twin XL.
If you're the dad, what do you do to make this stop? What do you say? My dad would have pulled the belt out on me. You're not sleeping with me.
There would have been a deadbolt installed the next day. This person says, good job, mom and dad. How lucky you should feel to have your son feel so comfortable to look to you for comfort, even at 16 years old. Now, please find him a therapist or a counselor, because something must be going on.
No, I think it's great that he's coming to his parents at 16. Any parent would want that.
Yeah.
But
sleeping,
I mean,
in the same bed? Nah.
Can you, like, maybe go into his room and just have a conversation with him until he falls asleep, and then maybe scoop back into bed with your wife instead of, you know, whatever. Rochelle says, if he needs comfort, then give the kid time and space to talk. But this whole snuggle up with dad thing is weird.
It is weird. It is.
Justine says, you know, people are really quick to judge. A teen boy wanting comfort from his dad is not creepy. It's rare. And honestly, it's kind of beautiful. Justine, you need your head examined. It's time to check yourself in.
Fine, Justine, you go sleep with him.
Like, I'd start easing out of it now before it becomes a routine.
Right.
Like, I would offer to hang out and talk before bed, like I mentioned. Maybe watch a show together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Severance. But keep the sleeping part separate. You're a grown man. Your son is trying to become a man.
It's a lot.
Offer a standing invite. My door's always open. You can wake me if you need me. That way your kid still feels safe. But don't share a bed. That came in from Tracy. Yeah, it's very odd.
I think it's also kind of creating this codependency that I don't think is healthy. Like, once, okay, great. But, like, if it's an every night thing, now he's, like, codependent. Well, I'm not saying maybe they're not codependent because the dad's not dependent on it. But, like, he's dependent on the dad to make him feel whole.
No, I don't know what it is. There's got to be you got to get to the root of the problem here. Like, for him to just knock on the door and be like, hey, mom and dad, you mind if I sleep between you guys tonight? I mean, as a 16-year-old kid?
Oh, well, that would be my nightmare, truly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
dad sleeps naked.
All right, let's go over to Crystal here.
Just saying.
Crystal says, I've got a teen son, too. Sometimes they don't need advice, just presence. Sit with him. Don't press any issues if he's going through something, but let him know this is a short-term thing. It's not a nightly ritual. Couldn't agree more. And maybe therapy is the answer. Maybe you get him into a room and start talking to someone if he ain't going to talk to you. But for him to just knock on the door and be like, move over. No, what's up? Come on, let's talk about it. What's going on?
Come through.
Mom and dad were very quick to just be like, yeah, who do you want to sleep with tonight?
Right.
What?
What?
Come on now, Lou.
Sweetie.
It's not socially acceptable if you ask me, but you know, I'm not a parent, and if I was, I wouldn't do this. All right, thanks for the message, buddy. And
I hope that helped.
Hey.
It helped 0%.
Hey, remember, Lou. Chin up.
Right, yes, of course. Sound advice.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PX.
Benson Boone coming to CMAC tonight. Show starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Yeah, 8 p.m.
Does it really?
Well, I'm looking at it right here. June 5th, 8 p.m. Benson Boone.
Does he not have an opener?
Oh, he must. So who's opening up for
Benson?
So
he doesn't go on stage till 10?
Well, that's not. Maybe he goes on stage at 8. You know what I'm saying? What time are people going to start getting there tonight? I don't know.
Wait, I'm shook.
Breezy, PXY Mornings. All right, here's the situation. And I've seen this time and time again when it comes to friends. Breezy, break it down for us. I don't know if this is...
I guess the biggest question this morning is, like, what constitutes being a good friend? Is it being there when your friend needs you? Is it sticking up for your friend in a room full of people that are saying nothing but horrible things about them?
Oh, sure.
Or is it not being friends with or messing with people who either were mean to your friend, don't support your friend, and so on and so forth? Or is it a little bit of column A and column B and column C? Because the question we're asking this morning is, do you have a right as an individual, as a girl, or a man, to be upset with your friend who refuses to cut off communication with someone who did you massively dirty?
Mm.
They never did anything to me, friend.
Right. See, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
The only time, by the way, only women do this. but the only time this actually takes place is, like, for example, let's say I have, we call each other the core four. So me and my other three buddies, who I'm very, very close with.
How middle school of you.
If one of them got into a fight with the other one, I'm not going to stop talking to our other buddy. That's between you guys to work out.
Right. You're already established friends.
Right. I'm not losing a friend over it. However, let's say if I met someone and we're acquaintances, why would I care about pushing them out of my life? I don't really know them anyways. If my friend says they did them dirty, not interested in talking to that person, I got my friends back.
Sure. I know. Well, there's some people that will say this is an extremely juvenile take and we are all our own individuals. And just because you have an issue with someone doesn't mean that I have to also have an issue with them as well.
But no, you don't have to have an issue with them. Sure. You could still be around that person and be respectful towards them. But if you continue to
hang out with them.
Well, develop a friendship
them
with them.
To places.
Yeah, you're
spend time with them.
You're not okay in my book.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I have been thinking about it a lot. And I'm not going through this right now or anything. But I know for certain when I was younger, this was like a huge point of contention. And now that I'm 31, I wonder if it still stands. Or are you thinking to yourself, well, you know, I'm in my 30s now. Things that really mattered to me a lot in my, you know, late teens, early 20s don't matter to me as much. But I don't know if you not having your friends back is ever going to get a pass.
But what would constitute you being like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't take your side on this?
Unless they did... Okay, let's paint the picture. These two people either had a falling out or were never friends to begin with, and your friend started a war, lit a match, and walked away. And let's say the other person that they're like, you can't be friends with that person, came back tenfold. And then your friend's like, well, they're mean to me. It's like, well, you started. You did something to that. You know what I mean? So I guess that's the only thing.
What makes it even more difficult is if the person they're feuding with, you need something from that for person.
Okay, so that will take it a step further. And I feel like we talked about this a couple months ago. We had that person write in that was like, I own a small business, and this person reached out for me to bake them a cake or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
And my best friend was like, you're not baking her a cake. You're not baking them a cake. They've done been nothing but horrid to me. And you're like, well, that's money out of my pocket.
So... See, when it starts to affect the person's business, that's a problem. Like, I would never do that to a friend.
Right.
Like, hey, if I had an issue with someone, I'm not going to go to a buddy and that's a potential client and say, don't accept their money. I know you got mouths to feed at home.
Right.
I get it. That's my beef.
Correct.
Do your business and then you stop talking to them.
He goes, and I expect that. But I don't know. I think it's interesting. And I know there's some friends that are way more chill than others. And if you're one friend that is constantly being like, you can't be friends with them, and they're the drama, then take that with a grain of salt. But to have someone actually get upset with you for talking to somebody who they don't like.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
Yeah. It's interesting. That's definitely no-go. Interesting. Madeline's here. She said, oh, my friend did this to me and I cut her off so quick, never looked back. That is not a good friend, in my opinion. Okay, Madeline.
See how easy it is?
Snip, snip.
Now you're friends. Now you're not. That's how easy.
But then you can rework that question back to that person and say, so you're not a good friend either because your friend made a mistake or did something you don't like and you're so quickly to cut them off?
Right. Mm. Oh, that's interesting too.
I don't know.
This is all drama that I don't usually partake in my life.
No, I'm obsessed.
I have a drama-free life. I wake up every morning. I take a very big yawn with a smile on my face. I make a cup of coffee. I keep my head down and mind my own business. That's why I'm such a happy individual.
You don't mind your own business. You're constantly poking your nose in other people's businesses.
Well, there's a fine line, Breezy. You can poke your nose in other people's business. You just don't want anyone to know you're doing it.
Not you creeping through someone's windows. I think they're having an affair. They're cousins.
I will. And I have. I will keep an eye on my neighbors when I thought they were having an affair. And they were.
You Not don't in my know neighborhood. That for certain.
I'm pretty certain. I talk to the other neighbors. I take it back. I don't mind my own business at all.
98 will be.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's officially over for all of our short kings.
So incredibly.
EXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. So Tinder just added a height filter to their app, allowing women to screen matches by height.
Wow.
Ouchie. One buddy of mine who is not taking this well, we'll just say that. But if Tinder lets you filter by height, would you say, is that preference or discrimination?
Yeah, that's the question of the hour.
I think we need to stop pretending that height doesn't matter. It obviously matters for a lot of people, especially women. Guys don't care. We could care less. We'll date a woman who's 3.5 feet tall.
But would you date someone who's 6'11"?
It depends what they have to bring to the table. What are you offering? You know what I'm saying?
He goes, if they're rich, of course.
Yeah, so, you know, it works both ways. 585-252-9800. Call or message in and share with us your thoughts on this. Those listening who are on the apps, are you excited about this new feature? Guys under, 5'9", what's your take? We'd love to hear from you. We got Haley who's been on hold. Let's get to Haley on the line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. Okay, so first of all, this should have been a feature for Tinder 5 years ago. Like, I'm so glad they finally caught up to what every woman is literally thinking in her brain.
Okay.
I'm so over having to guess based on group photos and awkward mirror selfies how tall a guy is in their photo.
So you've had experiences where you've gone out with a guy and he was what, a couple feet shorter than you thought he was?
The internet knows no height, you know.
That's true.
I'm 5'1", and I showed up to a date, and the guy was my height.
That's no way.
So tough.
No, I'm serious.
And he said, what, 5'5"?
But no, did you ask him? But did you ask him before you met? Did you ask him what his height was? Or you didn't want to be rude?
I didn't want to be rude. He looked kind of short, but he looked 5'5", 5'6".
Those short kings aren't going to avoid pictures with others. It's easy.
It really screwed me over because he was really cute and we got along well. But the minute I saw him, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't just ditch this guy. He's so nice. So I actually went out with him a few times because I didn't want to be shallow, right? I really don't want to be that way. Mm-hmm. But listen, you know what you like. And dating's hard enough, right? But to meet up with somebody when you think they look one way and they don't, that's really frustrating. And I really don't want to keep going out with guys that look like they could be like my little cousin or be like my twin or, a little munchkin. So,
I think it's hilarious because for men, this topic of height seems to be need to know information for women. I mean, I don't understand it. I'm not dating men, but I'm trying to think of the equivalent of what it would be for women that they have to reveal their deepest, darkest insecurity before even coming face to face with the person they're going on a date with. Well, the only thing I can think of is if they're missing an arm.
Well, let's keep it 100% honest then, Haley. If women can filter guys out by height, then men should be allowed to filter out women by their weight, right? There, it's settled.
No. No, I was just going to say, I think the equivalent is maybe a woman has to show him a picture without makeup and fake lashes and the push-up bra and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think that would be the equivalent. Because, we have to...
Your rawest form.
On, right?
Yeah.
Right? All the things, maybe we have to send them a picture bare-faced, hair wet out of the shower. This is what I really look like. Yeah. And I think that would even the score.
All right, so you've had...
Tinder comes out with that new feature. You have to put that on your dating profile.
Well, there's
I'd be okay with that.
Okay, so,
she's I'm stunning.
You're agreeing with the filter, because you've had a couple of bad experiences. That's fine.
I have. Look, every app should have a height filter from day one. It's a time saver. That's it. Nobody is out here dreaming of her short king. No one. We want a man that is tall, that can pick us up and throw us down. Nobody wants a short dude.
Wait, I got to ask you, Haley, is that one of the reasons women are attracted to tall guys? Because they want to be tossed around?
100%.
Like, no, okay. Is that the appeal, though? Honestly? And I'm happy to hear from other people listening, 585-252-9800. You want to be able to feel protected around a guy, and a guy's height makes you feel that way, right?
Yes. I don't want a man to be shorter than me and, like, leaning his head on me. And, like, I don't want to be the protector. I want someone tall.
Well, I guess you and Moose aren't going to work out.
Why is that?
You literally always say, I want a woman to walk on the side of the street.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, you
know,
say that.
Listen,
so.
I don't understand. It's a personal preference. Some men like their women soft and supple. I prefer hard and ripped. It's just
correct.
One of those things.
If anyone picks on you, they got it covered. Don't you worry.
Okay, so Haley, we got that figured out. You're just not into short dudes, and a lot of women aren't. I understand that. I have friends who are 5'5", 5'6", and I got to tell you, they've lived a frustrating life.
I'm sure. I'm sure they strive to make a lot of money. They probably do, and they get gorgeous women because the women want them for their money, and that's great. But like,
no,
I can't deal with the guy with Napoleon complexes.
They're all broke. Every single one.
Except for those two little twins on Selling Sunset. They're absolutely crushing it.
Yeah. I want to hear from some of the guys on this. If you're on the dating apps, if you're just tuning in, Tinder has got a new feature that added a height filter to their app, allowing women to screen matches by height.
Mm-hmm.
What are your
Is
thoughts?
Is this just for men or women, too? It's probably for everybody, right?
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Because I'm sure some...
How can they just allow women to match up by height?
From Amazon women that are like, oh, shoot, I got to reveal that I'm 5'11"? That's all right.
Yeah, so I think every dating app should have this feature. I'm so adamant on it. And that's it. It's a time saver. It's a game changer. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
No, you're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
By the way, you're on Bumble now. You're using the apps, yes?
I'm using all the apps.
She's like, more so Tinder
apps.
Because that's the one with the filter, but
right.
Things happen.
You're using all the apps. All right, well, it's tough in those streets, Haley. Best of luck.
It's tough. Thanks, guys.
All right, talk soon. Bye. I'll go over to Tony really quick that texted in and said, I love when women pretend it's about attraction, when in reality, what they really want is just a walking ATM.
Period. Me too.
Carmen, what up?
What up?
Carmen?
So I'm going to stick up for women in this conversation.
Please do.
I totally understand how you would want a dude that's taller than you. I had a friend of mine who was 5'5", little Italian dude.
Yeah.
And he was the tallest kid in the third grade. Never grew past that.
He peaked.
He peaked in the third grade. And so he was lucky to find a tiny little Asian woman who was like 4'7". So he's still taller than her.
And wow.
He was looking for a taller dude, and he fell into that category. So
I don't care what anyone says. There is someone for everyone
out there.
There is someone for everyone.
There really
Absolutely.
Is.
It's just a majority of the time. We want people that don't want us.
Correct.
That's the way it goes. Absolutely. Yeah, you got to have somebody. My wife always says she wants someone to look up to, not someone that she has to look down on and hold their hand as they're walking.
I
can't relate.
Hey, Carmen, how tall are you, buddy?
He's tall.
I'm tall for an Italian. I'm 5'11", and I was right there with the three. I'm the old six. I'm right there.
Yeah, when I met you, you were tall. I was like, wow, there's a tall glass of water right there.
Right. So before I met my wife, there was this opportunity with this other woman who I was went to high school with, but she was like 5'10 and 3/4". And
I get it. Yeah. All right, Carmen. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See ya.
You too, buddy. All right. To all our short kings out there, listen, don't let anyone make you feel small. I don't know.
No, you always give the best advice, truly.
Chin up.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.